WNYC's Amy Pearl and Janet Babin are touring the coast ahead of the Memorial Day weekend to see how shore towns have rebounded from Sandy's destruction last October. Cape May, New Jersey is primed for a banner season, with many hotels reporting that few slots remain through August. But points north that took the brunt of the big storm are still struggling. In Seaside Heights, Amy and Janet found tourists already enjoying the warm weather. Janet Babin joins us now. Janet, the Seaside Heights boardwalk was wiped out after Sandy. The Jetstar roller coaster was dragged out of the water just last week. Does Seaside Heights look like a respite for beachgoers or a construction site?
You know, Amy, it's really a mixture of both. A respite and a construction site. You've still got construction workers on the boardwalk. They're doing 12-hour days to get the boardwalk completely ready by Memorial Day. But it is mostly completed. The town has spent $3.4 million and expects to spend some more money. People are coming down to check it out. The boards even have that new wood smell on them. Mayor Akers promised that it would be done in April, Mayor William Akers of Seaside Heights, that it would be ready by Memorial Day. And in fact, he says that last board is going to be in place by Thursday and that the beaches are going to be completely opened for the weekend. But if you're coming down here, Mayor Akers wants to prepare you, because, of course, not everything is the same. And he says visitors are definitely going to notice some changes, especially on the north side of the north end of the boardwalk, on the amusement pier there, Casino Pier, home to that iconic roller coaster you talked about.
To be fair with our visitors, I want them to understand that Casino Pier, while you'll have part of the pier open, the front part where the games are, things like that, a lot of the rides aren't going to be open until about the middle of July.
So, Amy, that pier is closed. There are crews still clearing debris from that pier, getting the rides back in shape. They hope to have more than a dozen in place by midsummer. But if you want to play skee ball or get a henna tattoo, Seaside Heights Boardwalk is still the place to be.
What kind of reaction are you getting from regulars who go to the shore every summer?
You know, it's quite emotional. Seaside Heights is a place, like any shore town, really, where people have fond memories. You know, teenagers remember their first crush here or spending time with their friends on these boards, walking up and down these boardwalks. So it was emotional. You know, we saw couples actually hugging as they looked at construction crews working at that amusement pier, Casino Pier. I ran into Diane Romer. She was down for a day trip with a friend of hers for her birthday, and they were at Lucky Leo's Arcade, and she told me she is not bothered by the changes she's seeing, just so long as Seaside Heights manages to retain its character.
I hope that they're able to salvage some of the nostalgia, even though it's never going to be the same, but to still have, you know, it'll be clean and fresh, it's going to be new, but still needs to still have that old seaside charm.
And you know, Amy, we hear this from so many shore visitors and residents. They're fearful that the new construction post-Sandy and perhaps investors buying up a lot of these damaged properties and rebuilding will change the character of their seaside spot. But it doesn't appear to be the case in Seaside Heights so far, at least not yet.
What about the businesses and rentals that line the boardwalk and the area? Have they been rebuilt in the last 6 months?
Well, we saw a lot of businesses working. Most of them were up and running. Mayor Akers says about 90% of the businesses are back and up and running. He says his problem, though, is that homeowners are not back. Many of the homes and some of the tiny mom-and-pop rentals, the 2- and 3-room rentals, you know, 2.5 blocks from the beach, they remain dilapidated and vacant. And Mayor Akers says that some of these, many of them, in fact, are secondary homes that are not eligible for FEMA aid or for state assistance. And he says that's really going to hamper the town's comeback. Seeing all of these dilapidated, vacant properties, he's still trying to figure out what to do about these secondary homes.
We're talking about Seaside Heights, one of the iconic beach towns along the Jersey Shore. But you've been driving for a couple of days. What else are you seeing along the coast? Where else did you go?
Well, we went up the road a few miles from Seaside to Ortley Beach, where no beaches will be open by Memorial Day. Amy, it looks as though time stood still in places like Manaloking and Ortley Beach. There are still homes that haven't been touched since the October storm, and it looks like time stood still there. And residents there are struggling to come up with the personal calculus of how do I get enough money to raise my home? Do I sell? One of our families that we've been following on Fielder Avenue, Barry and Ileana Ingram, today they were raising up their house. That was the beginning of recovery for them, and everyone's struggling with this decision. We're now on to Seabright and Sandy Hook tomorrow in Highlands, and then on to Long Beach and Jones Beach.
Thanks, Janet. I'm sure we'll be hearing from you and from Amy Pearl tomorrow. Drive safely.
Thank you, Amy.
WNYC's Janet Babin and Amy Pearl are touring the coast to check in on the shore ahead of the Memorial Day weekend. We'd like to hear about your beach memories. You can pin your old photos of the Jersey Shore or perhaps Montauk and places on Long Island onto a map we are creating at WNYC.org. Follow Janet and Amy on Twitter as they make their way up the coastline to Montauk with the hashtag CoastCheck. This is WNYC.